Welcome to the Joycast, episode 16, The Science of Change. The Joycast is my life coaching podcast exploring the possibilities of living a more joy-filled life. I am your host, certified professional life coach and public speaker, Gia Guidry. In Glennon Doyle's new book, Untamed, she explains how, as a young person, she held a fundamental belief that there was something wrong with her, something that needed to be fixed. And when I read that, it rang right through me, and it really gave a voice to my own lived experience. I have always felt like I needed to be better than I was. I've always felt like there was so much improving to do. And it just always seemed like other people had it together or they knew some secret to life that I wasn't privy to. From as young as I can remember, I have believed that I needed to grow or change or shift or become something different. And this might sound a little bold or blasphemous, but I am committed to being a truth teller no matter what, so just hang on and hang with me. For me, the root of this fundamental wrongness came from the teachings of my childhood religion, that we're born with original sin. This got the ball rolling for me for a full lifetime of second-guessing myself, doubting myself, believing that there's no possible way for me to ever live up to a standard. This was an impossible task of living up to perfection. I have literally been on a quest of self-improvement my entire life. I have an insatiable desire to become better, to expand into that highest version of myself, that best I can be. So you might ask, what's wrong with that? What's the problem there? Well, the problem is it just left me feeling baffled as to why I could never get there. You know, I might improve something for a time and then I'd find myself back in the same old patterns just a short time later. For instance, I set out to control big emotions like anger. I remember being in my early 20s and having my first child. And sometimes my child would do something they maybe didn't even intend to, but I would become so angry with them, right? This anger that would turn into like a red hot rage. And I would feel like a crazy person. I would be so mad and I'd say to myself, this isn't who I am. Why am I acting like this? I don't want to act like this. And the last time this happened, I swore it would never happen again. But then I'd find myself right back in the same routine, yelling my head off like a maniac. When we believe that we aren't good enough as we are, we reject those parts of ourselves that are essentially human. And we expect ourselves to embody at all times these virtues of our higher self, which from a spiritual perspective is the version of us that is not human, but spirit. So in these last few years, I've experienced a sort of renaissance. And to begin with, I've embraced the fact that being human means all of it, the whole range of emotions. If I experience anger, red hot rage even, I don't make myself wrong for that anymore. I just witness it. I honor it. I maybe even ask this anger, what are you here for? What are you trying to protect me from? I just don't make myself wrong for having an emotion like that. I give myself whatever I need in that moment. And maybe I need to be angry. Maybe I need to off-gas some of that red hot rage like a screaming toddler will do when they don't get the toy that they want. And just by giving myself that opportunity to get it out of me, I'm giving myself a gift. Now, maybe I don't want to direct that red hot rage at another person, but I don't beat myself up for feeling it any longer. And I've found constructive ways to get that anger out of me, to really let it express itself in safe ways. Now, it also means that there are some things about me that are just inherently me, and they don't need to be changed. There are some things about me that it's just better for me to accept as part of who I am, that it's a unique expression of my personality, and it doesn't necessarily have to be considered wrong. And there are some things about me that ultimately I want to change, like this installed delay that I seem to have been born with, this difficulty to be on time. No matter how good my intentions are, I always joke that I have this 5-minute installed delay. I've struggled with that for as long as I can remember. And you know, I have done a lot of research and happened across a lot of great materials that helped me to understand that part of myself better. I know now that I have ADHD. It's not a severe case. It's certainly not something that limits me much, but it is a very natural tendency of an ADHD brain to be quite optimistic about how much you can accomplish before you have to be somewhere. And so the positive intention behind my lateness is often optimism. I just think I can do all of this, and I love for things to be done before I move to the next thing. And, you know, a skill of a person who is on time is knowing when to stop the thing they're doing and when to move on to the next thing. And that's harder for some of us to wrap our brains around and to embody. So I'm getting so much better. I'm actually on time most of the time now. And on occasion, I find myself rushing. But for the most part, you know, I have helped myself to grow into someone who can be on time. So what about those things that I do want to change, but I've had a hard time changing them? What about bad habits? What about, oh, a big one is overthinking, obsessing. Overthinking and obsessing, I would say, have probably caused the greatest suffering in my life. And when I talk to clients, we often discover that they are stuck in what we call thought loops, which are repetitive and negative thoughts that cause a great deal of suffering, depression, despair, self-doubt, to the degree that they don't believe joy or freedom is even possible. And since I have lived that myself, I do understand what a deep, dark hole obsessive thinking is. We tend to gravitate toward the things in life that we most need ourselves. And for me, coaching has changed everything for the better, for the best, really. And I'm so excited about the latest addition to my coach certifications. So in addition to being a certified professional life coach, I'm now also an integrative change coach. And I want to tell you about integrative change. What does that mean? In order to integrate a change, it has to be woven into us. It has to plant deep roots and create a fabric that unites us with the new version of what we wish to be. It needs to be embedded literally into our cells and into our brains, into a new neural fabric. I've become well trained in the science of how we change, and the science is so fascinating to me. Our brains love to travel down the same pathways over and over again. We'll form a habit that's like deep grooves, habit roads in the brain, based on what we do over and over again. And our brains love to protect us. So it's always scanning the horizon for danger, and anything done with repetition becomes a habit, including scanning the horizon for danger. So a lot of anxiety comes from just the habit of what our brains normally like to do, watching out for what might harm us or what might go wrong or what might we want to predict ahead of time so we don't have to live through that again. So anything done with repetition becoming a habit could be something marvelous like playing the violin, where the brain will form a big neural network about how to play that instrument, all the nuances of the notes and the tones and the rhythms, all of it. Or the brain can form a neural network that obsesses over how annoying another person is. The science behind this is really, really fun. They have brain scans that will show a cluster of neurons lighting up as a musician engages with their instrument. And there are also brain scans that show how neural networks light up as an OCD patient believes they need to wash their hands even when their hands have just been cleaned. I highly recommend a documentary on Netflix called Human. You'll get to see what I'm talking about in real time in beautifully illustrated animations and interviews with real live people about how the neurons that fire together wire together. And this show follows real people so you can see how they become a new version of themselves that they didn't even know was possible by first wiring the brain for that level of success. So the marvelous thing that's happening now within my coaching sessions is we're not just talking about what the client wants to change. We're actually rewiring the brain in real time on a subconscious level by lighting up that old neural network and then overriding it with how you want to feel instead or how you want to behave instead. And often the changes are beginning in just one session. The biggest and best change for me has been noticing where my mind likes to go and learning how to direct it where I want it to go instead. If my brain has a habit of self-doubt and I want to develop self-confidence, I know now how I can direct it there. And the first step is putting a roadblock in place, a roadblock in my brain. I'll put in place a roadblock. And every time my brain goes down that familiar path, the roadblock will pop up and redirect into the groove that I am now forming. Because the brain will automatically travel down its usual path, and we put a roadblock in place to then steer the brain in the direction that we say we want it to go. And we do this over and over again until you feel empowered to do this for yourself on a daily basis. So once we lay down the tracks of the new neural pathways, then we want to integrate that change on a deeper and subconscious level. And this is done through deep relaxation and visualization work. You know, there's a wisdom behind everything you do or don't do. Sometimes I work with people who find themselves avoiding something. And when we dive below the surface to find out why they're avoiding that, there's often a very deep wisdom. There's an underlying reason that they keep avoiding this thing, whatever it is. And understanding the reason underneath gives us a chance to sort of unshame their avoidance and have some compassion for what's been going on. And this frees them up to create something new in its place. This is the same sort of thing with procrastination, for instance. Lots and lots of people are managing procrastination, and they find it very, very difficult. And often there's some wisdom underneath their procrastination. What's keeping them from moving forward? We figure it out, we unshame it, and then it's like they're free. This kind of coaching is effective like nothing I've ever seen before, and it works fast. Not only that, but it's so easy to translate the teachings into many other areas of your life. So confidence in your work, building a new athletic skill, making healthier choices, picking up a new hobby, overcoming fears like public speaking, or just learning how to build solid relationships. The possibilities are endless, and my teacher keeps saying over and over that this change work is creating hope for so many people because it works across a broad spectrum of problems. it's actually tapping into the way we change, which means it's possible for us to change anything. So working at the level of neural pathways then creates deeply rooted and long-lasting change. And it's working like magic, but it's really science. This kind of coaching is the same exact technique that's used with Olympic athletes to create results in their training and prepare them to compete at the highest level. I'm serious. It's that powerful and effective. Now, you may not want to become an Olympic athlete, but would you enjoy being a more flexible person? Would you like to be more confident, more playful, more joyful, more relaxed? Would you like to sleep better? Would you like to reduce or completely release your anxiety? Would you like to stop procrastinating? Would you like to be on time? Would you like to stop overanalyzing everything or stop obsessing? Would you like to enjoy your relationships rather than holding your loved ones in a constant gaze of a critical eye? This particular one is really fun to solve because the way we reduce the criticism of our loved ones is to examine how we are critical of ourselves. And once we clean that up and move you to full acceptance of yourself, it becomes really easy to love and accept everyone else. Sometimes the only thing you need in order to get yourself where you really want to go is the witness of another human being. I was speaking to someone recently who told me that she is so exhausted of listening to her friend drone on and on about her coming divorce. And this one hit me right in the gut because I feel like that's what I was doing when I was going through a divorce. At the time, this was on my mind 100% of the time. 100% of my day, I was thinking about it, obsessing over it, swallowed up whole by this major transition of my life. And I felt like I needed to talk about it. You know, I needed a witness. I needed to process. And yeah, that happens. I mean, when life is really hard, when we're going through really big transitions, we're all going to need a compassionate witness sometimes. And so sometimes coaching takes that form. You know, it's not always all about change and how can you improve and what can you make better. But sometimes it's just about having someone there to witness and hold the space for you as you transition through some really tough times. And the time that it takes for somebody to move through big changes and challenges in life, it's quite remarkably varied. Sometimes those changes can be quick, and sometimes those changes happen over years. It was a big, long stretch of time for me, years of time for me to get through to the other side. And I needed friends, but I also needed a professional. So if you had a magic wand, what would you love to change right now? What do you wish you had a witness for? What are you ready to shed? What are you ready to leave in the past? What would you want to invite in? What would be so fun to create? I'll tell you what I'm creating. I'm creating a life of delight. I'm creating a daily routine that works for me. I'm creating an internal state of peace and joy and good health. I'm creating a business that's exactly aligned with my unique skill set. I'm creating work that I love to do and that I hope to be doing for the rest of my life. And this work is healing and helping others. I'm creating a life that I don't want to run away from. I'd love to help you create the life you've been dreaming of, one integrated change at a time. So head over to my website and book your free consult. We will begin the change work at a cellular level from the very first session. And listen, if you're just curious and you just want to know what coaching is all about, book a consult. It is my great joy to sort of have as many people as possible know and understand what it is that I do. Because even if you don't hire me, I know that if you understand what it is I do, then you can tell someone who needs this all about it. So head over to my website and sign up for a consult and let's get started. I can't wait.